Pars Balaisla, Be'ezer Hashem, start towards the end of the Parsha, where Moshe Rabbeinu has, the Eibishter sends him, tells him what to do. He has Shivim Ish Mizikne Ha'am. Shivim Ish became Nevi'im. Vayisharu shnei anoshim b'machane. Two stay. One was Eldad and one was Medad. Vayisnabu b'machane. Vayorat sanar v'yagla Moshe v'yermi Eldad and Medad v'snab b'machane. So they're saying Nevi'is, Eldad and Medad. And Moshe is told, V'yan Yeshua b'nun v'yoymar adoini Moshe k'loim. My master Moshe k'loim. K'loim. What's pshat k'loim? In the second shot, Rashi brings down from Chazal, Lefi Shoyim Misnabim, Gets a Gemara in Sanhedrin, Sifri, Lefi Shoyim Misnabim Moshe Meis, V'Yeshua Machnas Yisrael Le'oretz. They were Misnabe, they were saying on Avias that Moshe is going to be Nifter. And Yeshua is going to bring Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. So they're saying this Nevi'is, that Moshe is about to be Nifter, and Yeshua is the one who's going to bring Eretz Yisrael, Klal Yisrael into Eretz Yisrael. Not a very pleasant thing to hear. So Yeshua ben Nun takes up the covet of his Rebbe, and he says, Kalayim, put them in jail. Put them in jail. What is Moshe's what's Moshe's reaction? It's fine. Moshe Rabbeinu is not matna. What happened over here? He tainted, it's a chutzpah. They're saying things that are not right. And what did Moshe do? Moshe's beseder. Zok the Ramban ala Torah. What did Moshe do over here? He was begeder. Zok the Ramban of a Rav. He's the Rav. And they are ki'ilu meir halacha zok the Ramban lefnei Rambam. They're doing something wrong. They're saying things on their own in front of the Rav. Yeshua said, you can't do that. Meir halacha lefnei Rambam. They deserve a punishment. On that, zok the Ramban, what Moshe's reaction was, he was meichel. A Rav shemochel al kavoidai kavoidai mochel. A Gemara in the first parak Kedusha. Rav shemochel al kavoidai kavoidai mochel. The Rebbe is meichel on his covet. It is meichel on his covet. So Memela, it's okay. Ad kana Ramban. L'chair Ramban is a pella. The Ramban l'chair is a pella. What do you mean? It's Rav Shemach l'akvayde k'vayde machl. That's the pshat over here. L'chair, it's an ofen gemara. That Moshe Rabbeinu's status was not a Rav. Moshe Rabbeinu's status was much more. It was a Rav plus much more. An ofen gemara. The Gemara in Zvachim. The Gemara says, Yevama Chomesh Smachas Yisrael Yishav Yisrael Bnei Yisrael. Aaron's wife had five special things going for her. And the first one, Yevama Melech. Her brother-in-law, Moshe, was a Melech. Afni Gemara. He was a Melech. He was a Melech. Aaron was a melech. Moshe Rabbeinu was a melech. So Chayra, he was a melech. Instead of saying the rule on Gemara Kedusha, Rav Shemochal Kavoidai Kavoidai Mochal, it's the opposite. It's a melech. And the melech, that same Gemara Kedusha says, Melech Shemochal Kavoidai Ein Kavoidai Mochal. The melech that's Michael is covered, he can't do that. So how are you telling me that pshat over here is that Moshe Rabbeinu is being Michael on his covered? Because he's a Rav, he's not, he's a Melech, and a Melech Shemal Kvayde, Kvayde Mochel. What's the pshat of it? And the Emes Advarim is, we don't have to go so far to Gemara and Zvachim. It's in this week's Parsha itself. It's Mefurish already, in Rashi himself. At the beginning of the Parsha. Beginning of the Parsha, we're told, the Moshe Rabbeinu was told, a new mitzvah, that he should make Chatzaitzris. Asei lecha shtei Chatzaitzris kesem. Make shtei Chatzaitzris. Zok Rashi, sheyu taken lefanecha kemelech. It should blow chatzais brano you as they do to a king. Why? K'moshe nemar v'yi b'shurim melech. V'yi b'shurim melech. V'yi b'shurim melech. Rashi brings a medrash, is going on Moshe. Even though there's a pshat that's going on Kodesh Baruch Hu, Rashi brings a medrash that's going on Moshe Rabbein himself. V'yi b'shurim melech. It's mamash often in Rashi, this week's parasha. That Moshe himself is a melech. Moshe Rabbein a melech. Before in Kama Midrashim, the Rambam brings it down. And even the Ramban himself brings it down by being the pasuk of Yishur Melech and Zaysa Bracha brings down such a pshat. So what's the pshat? What's going on over here that we're going to say it's he could be Meichel on his covenant? This is my Rosh Hashiva, Zolzayin Gazut Mishdar, Rav David Salvechik, asked this Kashan Chumashir and Bleib Shver. But in his Sefer HaChumash, he wants to say a Mahalach, and he blibes Tzorchin, he stays with a Tzorchin, he wonders if a Melech Shomochl al Kavoydoi, Ein Kavoydoi Mochl, is set on everything that's a Pagam in the Melech, anything that affects the Melech, or only things that have to do with his Malchus. You're refusing to accept the oil of the Malchus, something that affects the Malchus. Where Shimi Ben Gera screamed at David HaMelech, he was a Merid Ben Malchus, because he said he's not a king. So it has to do with his malchus. But if somebody is stum saying something, saying something not nice, but it has nothing to do with the malchus, he's saying, Moshe Rabbeinu is going to be nifter soon. Yeshua is going to take over. Something not nice, not flattering to the king. It doesn't. You're not allowed to say that. But it doesn't affect the malchus per se. So there, the Rishiva had a tzad that maybe that would not be a chsor in a melch shemachal kveid and kveid malchus. At the end, he blibes with a tzorchi. So again, we're wondering over here where Moshe Rabban says that Moshe Rabbeinu was Meichel on his cover. Yeshua said, Kloim, put them in jail, Eldad and Medad, because they're being Pegeya in the cover of Rav. And the Ramban says, Moshe Rabbeinu, when he reacted and said, that's okay, it was Begeder, Rav, Shamocha, Kavoyed, Kvayna, Mocha. What we're asking is, for the Ophan and Gemara and Zvachma, Rashi earlier in the Parsha, from Kama Medrashim, and the Rambam and the Ramban, that he's really a melech. He's not just a rav. He's a rav plus. He's a melech. He's a Rosh Sanhedrin, and he's a melech. A melech shemoch ha'kvoyde, ain't kvoyde moch. That same Gemara in Kedusha. The emes advorim is this kasha doesn't start in Parshas Baalei Yisro. Go all the way back to Parshas Yisro. In Parshas Yisro, it says when Yisro came, so they went out to greet him. Vayikach Yisrael chayse Moshe ala zochel lakim. Vayobei Aaron chazik naisro lecha lechem chayse Moshe. Aaron chazik naisro came to eat a suda with Moshe Rabbeinu Shvei lefnei olakim. Frek Rashi akasha lechilta. It's a chazal. Rashi asa kasha. Vayobei Aaron. Aaron, this Canaan. They ate with Yisrael. Where was Moshe? There's no more mention of Moshe. This pasuk forgot Moshe. Frek Rashi. Moshe eichen olach. It's a mechilta. It's a chazal. Moshe eichen. Where's Moshe? He's the reason for all his covet. Yisrael is referred to as Chaysen Moshe. Yisrael's covet is because he's Moshe Rabbeinu Shver. That's his covet. He's Moshe's father-in-law. That's his covet. So where's Moshe? He's the one who's causing all this to happen. All the covet. He's serving the meal. He's walking around. Here, what would you like? He's the one serving. Moshe Rabbeinu serving. That is exactly the Sugyan Kedushin's issue of Kavod. When the Sugyan Kedushin talks about could you be Meichel on Kavod, could you not be Meichel on Kavod, what is the case over there? The case was an issue of serving. What was the Shaila over there? The question over there was people were serving other people. Maisik, Mar brings an example. Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Shur, Rabbi Tzadik were sitting. Rabbi Gamliel made chasna for his son. Kedushin Lamebez and Mebez. And Rabbi Gamliel was standing there giving drinks. Mashka. Give a lachaim, a chasna. Rabbi Lezer didn't want to accept it. Rabbi Shua accepted it. Rabbi Lezer said to Rabbi Shua, how could we sit here and Gamliel and let him serve us? So he refused to take it. So Rabbi Shua told him, is he greater than Avraham Avinu? Avraham Avinu was Oymer Aleim, was Meshamish. Elamai, because he knew their malachim? No, he thought they're Arabs. We shouldn't be like Gamliel. And goes the Gemara goes on and goes on. Rav Gamliel. So Gemara says, you see that even a nasi could be meichel on his kavod, but a melech can't. So what is the sugi? The whole sugi of mechila on kavod is on what sugya? The sugya of serving. And here Moshe Rabbeinu Mepurish is serving. And we just proved from several places, several sources, that Moshe is a melech. What's pshat in this mechilta that Rashi brings that Moshe is serving? What's the pshat that Moshe Rabbeinu is serving? So perhaps we can say over here that this was before Matan Torah. Maybe Moshe Rabbeinu became melech later on. Maybe at this point he wasn't yet melech. Although it's the Emes Advarim, there's a famous machlokes in the Gemara. If Yisrael was before Matan Torah, or is Yisrael after Matan Torah? So if he's after Matan Torah, it's not going to help us. And again, Moshe Rabbeinu is a melech. It still won't help us. We're going to have the same issue. Moshe Rabbeinu is a melech. We're back to the same shine. What's the pshat over here? What's the pshat? The Panim Yafis here in Baal Yisro, who's the Aflo Sefer HaChumash, also asked the Kasha. And he also goes with this child, this Mahalach of Isanasi, Nashim HaKvai, that Pillar Ploim. What's the pshat in the Panim Yafis? What's the pshat? It's often he's a melech. What's the pshat? How are we going to answer this kasha? How is Moshe Rabbeinu being meichel on his covered in two different places? Melech shemach akvayin kvayin amachel. He's clearly a melech. But let's l'chayr be ma'ayin in this halacha. Pasha pshat. When we learn a melech can't be meichel on his covered, as opposed to a father, a parent could be meichel on their covered. Even the nasi, Rav Gamliel, the nasi could be meichel on his covered. A melech can't. So pasha pshat. We learn. It's halacha in the office. This person is a father, so you have a certain status. That status is chashuv and lofty, but you could still be meichel. On the other hand, when you get to this loftiest position of all in Klal Yisrael, the melech, that already you can't be meichel. It's too chashuv to be meichel. That's the way perhaps we would learn. But lemaisa, if that's the case, then we really have a kasha. Why then Moshe Rabbeinu, who has achieved this status, how is he allowed to be Michael? It's too lofty a status to be Michael. But if we look around in the Rishonim, we see different reasons for this halacha. Why is it that Melech Shemachal HaKvaydei Ein Kvaydei Machal? Rashi and Ksubas says, because the Pasuk tells us, Soim Tosim Alecha Melech. The Gemara in Ksubas Yud Zayin also brings down Melech Shemachal Kvaydei Kvaydei Machal. The Gemara says the reason is Soim Tosim Alecha Melech Shetei Emosa Alecha. You need to place him over you, and he has to always be over you. The Rashi says because it says Soim Tosim, so therefore it always needs to be a Emosa Alecha. It needs to be constantly an Inyan Emosa Alecha. So right away, perhaps we can say, the pasuk of Soim Tosim Alecha is what's mechayv. In other words, it's not simply melech. It's a melech who belongs to the pasuk of Soim Tosim Alecha melech. It's not melech alone, it's the melech of Soim Tosim Alecha melech. If that's the case, we perhaps have a teretz. The Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Sholosh mitzvos nitzavu Yisrael b'chnisosim la'aretz. Klal Yisrael had three mitzvahs that they achieved, the chi of those mitzvahs only came about when they entered Eretz Yisrael. What were those three mitzvahs? Melech, Beis HaMikdash, and Mechiyas HaMelech. Memela, one can say that mitzvah, Soim Tosim Alecha Melech, only really begins Eretz Yisrael. So how then is Maisha Melech? He's a Melech not from Soim Tosim Alecha Melech. Baal Korcha, there's two dinim of a melech. There's two types of melech. There's a melech of Soim Tosim Alecha Melech that we have a chi of a Soim Tosim Alecha Melech. That only started in Eretz Yisrael. And we only really started doing that with Shol HaMelech. Although we'll see about Yeshua in a minute. But Moshe Rabbeinu, who was a melech in the Midbar where there was no mitzvah Soim Tosim Alecha Melech, Baal Korcha, he's not a melech. He's a melech because he achieved the status of melech. Kodesh Baruch Hu gave him a matana. HaKadosh Baruch Hu was machshav him so to such a degree that Moshe Rabbeinu, who's the Moshe Rabbeinu, like coming over here, Moshe, achieved such a madregis that HaKadosh Baruch Hu bestowed upon a melech mamish. Vayibishum became a melech. But he's not a melech because there's a din saying to us, and it only starts in Eretz Yisrael. He's a melech stam because he's a melech, because it's chashivas. A navi. A navi is a navi because he is zaycha to get to madrega where he can have a communication with the Rabbeinu Shalom. That's a navi. Moshe Rabbeinu achieved a status navi that nobody else achieved. Moshe Rabbeinu was able to achieve a status of melech, of a chashivas a melech, without Soim Tosim Alecha Melech. Oh, if that's the case, if he's a melech without Soim Tosim, Lefi Rashi, there's no chiv of Shetei Mosei Alecha. And if that's the case, the din of melech shemachal al kveidah and kveidah machal would not apply to Moshe Rabbeinu, because he's not a melech. Saying tosim alech a melech, so he wouldn't have a din of kveidah melech. So then he could be meichel on his kavod. So then he's not in the same. We're not mechuyev to worry about it. He has a din of kavod because he's a melech, and we're mechuyev to mechaber a melech. But on the other hand, he's not same tosim alech a melech. So if he wants to let go, then we're not over anything. It's a mosse olecha. He's not a mosse olecha. We're allowed. If he lets go, we're allowed to let go. And one could say tifer. Taisus says in Sanhedrin that a melech's covered. And why is it that a melech taka can't be Michael Taisus like su and more of a svar? And he says in Yutessim at Aleph that a melech's covered comes boloi mishun the mitzvah hamokel kachu. He takes this yisoid that we just said from Rashi and takes it even further. What's the pshat in the melech? He says the melech's kavod is coming from the koyach mitzvah. His koyach mitzvah. It's a mitzvah that the Rabbeinu Shalom made. So you have no right to take away that kavod. It's not your kavod. It's kavod coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's not yours to give away. It's not yours to give away. It wasn't yours to get, and it wasn't yours to give away. Now that you have it, you're not the balabos. Masha'ein ken atam ochochom could be meichonos kavod. We paskin. Right? Why is that? Because that is his own. Terosoi delay. That came because of the Torah that he was kind. It's his. He's a balabos on his status. He's a balabos on it. He's a balabos. It's his. He can give it away. If it's his, he can take it and he can give it away. But the melech, it's not his. It's coming from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Asher cholak mechvoidoi lebosir v'dom. The Abishter gave him something, some covet, a murder ticket covet, a cholat. The Abishter gave him his own covet, kaviyachol. So it's Abishter's covet. You can't give it away. It's not yours to give it away. Levazai is very gishmak. We'll see what we're saying. Moshe Rabbeinu achieved malchus, not because there's a mitzvah same tosim, not because the Abishter said gave him a covet, because he achieved that on his own. Just like Tirosi delay, Tayr, Tamir, Chacham, they self achieved. Moshe self achieved the status of Melech. He self-achieved, and mamish gishmak why he can be Michael. It's his to be Michael. He self-achieved, just like the Talmud Chacham, the Tais Sanhedrin, the Yitessim, and Aleph. So for sure he can be Michael. So we have no kasha on Mel on Moshe Rabbeinu. It's self-achieved. He can be Michael on his cover. It's no problem. It's no problem. What will be interesting is Yeshua. Yeshua too, Rashi and Yuma, the Rashbam and Bava Basra, the Rambam and Hilchos Melachim, say that Yeshua also had a din melech. Yeshua also had a din melech. But Lamaisa Yeshua did go to Eretz Yisrael. So perhaps we could say when Yeshua got to Israel was a kiyum of same tos v'lechem melech. And interestingly enough, the halachas of Meir b'malchus are learned from Sukkim that says by Yeshua. So if it's said by Yeshua, you see there is a psa din melech. So perhaps what we would have to say, lefizeh, that Yeshua had a din melech of one type of melech in the Midbar. When he came to Israel, he had a second din melech, come out a big chiddush in Yeshua, that he changed his status in Mitzri. El Chayru might come out of Chiddush Lefizeh, but Lefizeh will be answered the Kasha. If you, Emes is later on, open the Haflo on Kiddushin. It's called this Haflo on Kiddush. It's called the Makna. You look in the Makna. Mamish says this Yisoy. Perhaps not with all these Akdomas, but he says the Yisoy. Says the Yisoy. It's a Pella. Why upon him Yavas Al Tori? He doesn't answer this Kasha. But Chayru, this is a push the chilek between Moshe Rabbeinu and everybody else, and why we find them two places, both in Parshas Yisrael that Rashi brings down, and the Rashi over here in our Parsha, why Moshe Rabbeinu was allowed to be Michael. Fine. Let's move on. Go back into the Parsha in Bala Yisra. There's an interesting shaila in the Psukim over here, where Rashi has to answer it, and Poshib Shat in the Psukim is very difficult to understand, and Rashi has to answer it in a way that people perhaps are not aware when they read those psukim, what Pashim Shad is. It's a sugi of mon again in Bala Yisra. Obviously, the mon is really in Bashalah, but we have it again over here where Yidden complained about their food. Yidden complained about their food, and it says, Acharnus adoga v'yivku b'nei Yisrael, Isavu taiva. They got a taiva, Isavu taiva. And what happened? And they cried, Mi achilena basa. Who's going to give us meat? Zacharnu Sadaga, we remember the fish, Ashanech Mitzrayim Chinam, we ate for nothing. Kishuim, Avatichim, Chotzer, Betzolim, Shumim. We ate all these Gishmakizach. And now, Vatan of Shemi Yaveshiko, we're dried out. We have nothing. Built Yalamon Einenu. All we got is Mon. V'hamon, Kizra Gadhu, it's like the seed of coriander. Ve'enekin abdoilch, it shines beautifully. So Rashi, what do you mean? We're talking about how bad the mun is. All of a sudden, the pasuk starts saying how nice the mun is. What happened over here in the middle? So Rashi is bothered by this kasha. What happened over here? So Rashi says, Misha omer zu, loy omer zu. These psukim aren't consistent. The first psukim is people complaining bitterly. And the next pasuk is the Rabbi Shalom. Yisroel ha'im rebilti aman einenu. The yidden are complaining. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu saying, a monk is dry God. A man is beautiful. What are you complaining about? It's so chasha. As they break Rashi, Machazal, well, Mamash Pashib Shad, this shver, Pashib Shad. Yeah, it's a pshat chazal, it's emes lamitai. But in pashib shat, it's a difficult thing in pashib shat. Besides that, in pashib shat, they start complaining about the man, and they cry. And they cry, it's yechalen abosim. You learn pashib shat, fine, it's fine. They're crying about having food. But Rashi Lamaisa brings down a different pshat than they're crying. Chazal say, they were crying about something else entirely. They were crying because later on it says again. It says, starts saying Yifku Gabbanei Yisrael, and then it says Vayishma Moishas Om Baichel Mishpachaisim. It repeats it again. You already told us they're crying. They're crying because they didn't like their food. You know, people cry. They don't like their menu. They're crying. Fine. And now it says again. Moishas hears them crying. Vayichar af Hashemayda, Rabbi Nishlam became very angry at them. Ubeina Moshe, Moshe thought it was bad. Seems to be a whole new level of crying that caused all kinds of terrible things. What's this new level of crying? So Chazal tell us. So Gemara, Chazal tell us, you know what this new level of crying is? Rashi brings it down. They're crying about Arayus became usher to them. Here they were. They were ready. They were able to marry whomever they want. All of a sudden, they can't marry. Arayus became usher. Arise became usher. Those that they would like to marry, they can't marry anymore. So it's chayr, what's pashup shat? What, now you're crying about? What, your food's no good, so now you remember the arise? What did one have to do with the other? How did one come up to the other? How did these two things come out at the same time? Punkt, one came and the other. What's pashup shat here? So you have two very difficult things to understand here in pashup shat. It's a gavaldigi side here in the Sheb Shmaitze in Akdama to fam for these kashas. So Shmaitz is a wonderful Akdama. Zalamdash is the safer the Shmaitz is, and Akdama, he has Murdika Yisoidus, he says in here, and he says a wonderful thing. We all know the famous Gemara, we're still close enough to Shavuos, so we remember the Gemara in Shabbos Peches, by Yisyatzvu Tachtas Ahor, Besachtas Ahor, the Yidden stood at the bottom of the mountain. They stood at the bottom of the mountain, Darshan to Gemara Melamed Shakof Alein Har Kigigis Hakadosh Baruch Hu uprooted the mountain, held it over their head like a barrel, and said, "If you're mekabel the Torah, great. Vimlav Shomti Kvarasram here, you're going to be buried under this mountain." Tosfos asks the famous kasha, "What do you mean? This is Hakadosh Baruch Hu? What a terrorizing, terrible thing! Terror, stark terror. Why did they just have to make them so frightened?" Tosfos asked, they said Nasav and Ishma. Everybody said Nasav and Ishma. We know Tosfos said Teretz. Yes, they said Nasav and Ishma. Maybe they have Charata. There's so much going on. There's a fire. It's fiery and scary and frightening. Maybe they have Charata. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu made them, force them into it. The Maral says a famous Teretz here. The Maral tells us in Gur Aryeh, he says it in Chumash, in Chum Pirush HaRashi, Kabbalah HaTorah couldn't merely be by our own free will. Because free will means I accepted it. It's my good graces that accepted the Torah. And if I don't like it later down the road, so maybe I should be able to give it up. That's not the way that Torah can be given over. Torah has to be, Metoicha Hechrich, Torah has to be part of us that we can't ever give it up. We can't let go of it. It's like breathing. Can you let go of having to breathe? You can't. It has to be part of you. And something, once it becomes part of us, a necessity, then we can never let go. Ba'oinis, when a man is ma'anis ha'isha, it says, lo yucha l'shalcha kol yomav. When it's given by force, you can't let go. Lo yucha l'shalcha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to be ma'anis us, they won't ever be able to let go of the Torah. We can never let go of the Torah. Ay bazoi zok, the Shmaitza, that's what was going on over here. It starts off, this whole period starts off, they're his avu taiva. They have a taiva for food. His avu taiva, what a strange word. His avu taiva. His avu, they desired food. His avu, they desired a desire of food. What do you mean desire a desire? His avu taiva. You desire food. Zakta al shecha kadosh. They desired to have a desire. They didn't really have a desire. Why? The man was so kaddish. Zok the Shmaitza. The man was so kaddish. It came from the Torah. Lechem abir machle ish. The pasuk in Tillin. The Gemara talks about in Yuma. This is the man. Moshe Rabbeinu ate the man like a malachim eat. This is the macholim of malachim. There's a place in Shemaim. The Gemara talks about Chagiga that produces man. It's heavenly food. It's heavenly food. When people talk about heavenly food, they mean it's like the man. It tastes so great because the man can taste like anything. That's Mestam and Makor to say it's heavenly. How could food be heavenly? Because the man is heavenly. And the Maisa, the man is heavenly. But the man was so heavenly, it was so special. When one eats man, all you desire is ruchni, is Torah. Everything gashmis has mo mokim. When you fill yourself with this kedusha with man, zok the Shmaitza, it makes you ruchni istik. If you are nurtured purely from ruchnius aman, you become a shtik ruchnius. You have no desire to gashmius. Imagine la muscle, a vita muscle. If your car gets filled only by the most chves, a grade A, a triple A type of gas, and then you put in cheap gas, the car can't take it, right? If you have a diet of a very specialized food, then you take something that's much plainer. Your body can't take it. Your body will have to throw it out. Will have to take it out. Will have to push it, vomit it out of the body. Can't handle it. When Yidden became kulei ruchni by eating the man, gashmius had no mukim in their guf bichla. So memela, they automatically were drawn to Torah because there's no gashmius repelled them. They were drawn to ruchnius. They were drawn to Torah kedusha. There are no shaykhs or anything else like a malach. Can a malach have a shaykhs? A malach who's in Shemayim can have a shaykhs to food. He has no shaykhs. He's kulei ruchni. They became kulei ruchni. But the Yidden didn't want. They said, we don't want to be forced into Torah. We want to have our own avas Torah, which sounds like a tremendous madrega. We want to want Torah. We want Torah. We want the Torah ourselves. And we therefore want to be able to have the Torah for our own avasat Torah, for our own chukah to have Torah. That's what we want Torah. We want it for ourselves to have a chukah sat Torah. And they said, Zocharnu sadoga, his avu taiva. They couldn't have taiva. They were mundik, they were rogue, they couldn't have taiva. They said, his avu taiva, we have a taiva to have a taiva. But we can't have it, we have a taiva. Zocharnu sadoga shanel mitzrayim chinam. We remember when we chose food ourselves. Chinam was our own free choice. We took what we wanted. And therefore, our bodies could handle gashmias. And if we would then choose Torah in such a mode, it would be our own free choice. And that's what we want. We want to be able to say, we took the Torah. We wanted the Torah. It was us who wanted the Torah. Vatan avshenu yivesha. Our gashmias is dried out. There's no gashmias in us. Built the alamon, all we have is mon. And the mon is so special, it's them going on. You don't have to say anymore that it's zesh omar zeh le omar zeh. They understood the galus amon. Hamon is kisragora inakin abdel. The mon is beautiful, it's ruchni, it's so special. And therefore we have no shaykhus to gashmias. It's wonderful, but we would like to take the Torah from our own free will. So it is, we answer the kasha, the first kasha, that you could say the Shmaitza, it's all one long reading, it's all one long thing, all one long conversation of Klal Yisrael having to Moshe and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But what happens? What happened was, the Lamaisa, they complained, and they started crying for Arise. Where's Arise coming over here? Poshe. Because in the Emes is, we know from the Gemara Krisis, other places, Yevamis, that Klal Yisrael became Geirim. In fact, we learn out Hilchas Geiris from Klal Yisrael over here. How did Klal Yisrael become Yidden? Mila, Tvila, and Artsoh as Domin. So too, Ager Tzedek, to become a Yid, needs Mila, Tvila, and Karbonis. I can't bring Karbonis today, Be'ez Hashem, Mashiach comes, we'll bring the Karb. Mila and Tvila. So they too needed Mila, they became Geirim. So Frank, we have a Klal, famous Gemara. Gershin is Geir, Kekot and Shanael Domi, Ksubis. Gershin is Geir, Kot Shanael Domi. And therefore, Gerim and not Tayr are allowed to marry relatives. Why? His sister's not a sister. Two strangers. Gershon is Garkon Shanoiladam. He's a new person. She's a new person. Frek de Marala Kasha. Why then are they complaining about Arayas? They have no Yisra Arayas. They're Gerim. Zok de Marala Merdek Yisoid. Gerim, who are Gerim out of their own free will, are Gershon is Gair Kikotin Shanoiladam. Oh, but Gerim that you force into Geris, they don't have the halacha of Gershon is Gair Kikotin Shanoiladam. Zay Zok de Marala Yisoid. The Yidden over here said, "Oy vey, we have no tivus, we have no gashrus, we have nothing. We are now have no. It's the Rebbeinu Shlom making us take the Torah. It's not us. And oy bazoy, the Rebbeinu Shlom is making us take the Torah. So the schus of gershon is gair kikon shenoyel domi doesn't apply to us, like the Maral says. And therefore, unlike all other gairim, we are now going to be usher in our krivim." So they start crying the Mishmachaisav. It's exactly part of the same parsha. The arayas, the isser, comes from the fact that they're eating mun and have no free will and are being mekabel the Torah bal karcho. So they don't have gershon's guy. They can't marry their sister. They can't marry their krivim. Because as the Maral says, that only applies to a ger that came out of his own free will. So male, the whole sugi over here comes out. Everything's fanfared. Everything flows. Everything makes sense. It's all as one. What's the gear for us? So many years later, Lamaisa Taisa says Saif Ksubas. Taisa says, "You say, obviously the Gemara, we know Chazal tell us like Nitna Taira Elo Eichleiman, which can now understand Eichleiman, but there's a deeper sense in here. The mun makes somebody less Megushimdik, makes somebody not Megushimdik at all. To be Mekabel the Taira, to be not Megushimdik. We are the descendants of Mekabel the Taira. We ourselves go through a sense of Kabbalah Taira every year." But we too are urged that if we want to be matzliach in Torah, we want to, the less you shaykh to Gashmias, the more shaykh you can be to Torah. In fact, Taisus and Ksubas Kuvdala brings a medrash, ad she'odam mispal she'ikon is Torah l'sech gufay. A person is constantly davening to dav, he wants to be baki in Torah, he wants to be aloim in Torah, right? We say Navarab, we say it many times. The person wants to be matzliach in Torah. So the medrash, Taisa brings us down. You spal davim shlo yichnasu madanim l'soich gufay. Don't keep putting madanim, sweet food, into your guf. And myself did the Rebbe, and the Medrash brings proof. Rebbeinu Hakadosh said before he was nifter, he wasn't a henna from this world at all, even as much as his pinky wasn't a henna from this world. The less somebody takes Gashmias, the more he can take Torah. If somebody's going to live in the world of Gashmias, how's he going to be Matzliach and Torah? But if somebody, the opposite, says, "I'll give up my Gashmias, I'll give up. Of course I'll eat, but I won't live in that world. It's not my world that I need it. I need this, I need that. I'm busy with the Isaac." Then you can have Torah. Then you'll be Matzliach and Torah. The Yisaita though starts at the Mon. But even we, in a much lesser sense, we still can work with the same Inyan. My Matzliach and Torah. Fine, let's do one last thing. Beginning of the parasha talks about the Masois, that Klal Yisrael traveled with the Ananim, Anani HaKavod. There's Ananim over the Mishkan, Kemarei Shad Baikir. And then the Pasuk says, the Anan would depart, and then Klal Yisrael would start to move. What Hashem says, that's when they travel. When Hashem says, that's when they stop. The Anan is there a long time, we'll stay there a long time. Sometimes it's there a few days. We won't be there one night. Now on the bike, and so we'll leave. A yom v'layla, a day and a night, and then we'll leave. A yom mimer, 2 days. A chodesh, a yom. Parchon al mishkan, yachm neisov, leisov, leisov, leisov. Api Hashem yachm, api Hashem yisov. Tremendous arichas over here. Tremendous arichas over here. But the sight of this whole little parsh over here is before chamishi, between Revi and chamishi. Api Hashem yachnu, api Hashem yisov. What's the sight of Api Hashem yachnu, api Hashem yisov? Why are we so mirich over here? So the Torah, which is usually so sparing in words, here it is such a arichus at devarim. there's a Gemara. The Gemara in Shabbos. Gemara says in Shabbos, it's Gemara Shabbos, it's Gemara in Erevin. The Gemara wants to, we know that all the malachas that we have today, Lamentas Malachas Shabbos, are derived from the Mishkan. From the last malachas are Baina and Saisu. You build, you construct, and Saisu, you deconstruct, you take it apart. Has to be soiser, lamaisa, we know, that to be a deraisa de kasoiser, has to be a soiser, amanas libnois. You have that by several malachs. You have kaisif, mechik amanas lichtoi, mechaba amanas lahaber. So here it says to be soiser, amanas libnois. The Gemara says in Shabbos, laman alpha mabez, the Gemara says that it has to be soiser, amanas libnois bimkaimai. You have to deconstruct in order to rebuild in that very place. But if you're soiser amanas libnoi shaloi bimkaimai, that's not a soiser deraisa. That would only be a drabon. That wouldn't be a soiser deraisa. Frank the Gemara, what do you mean? Amalei Rabba, Mechdi, all the malachs you learn of the Mishkan. The Mishkan you deconstructed, and what did you have in mind to rebuild it? In the next place, in the next travel place. And for the Gemara, Shani Hosam, over there it's different. Kevin the Chziv. Al pi Hashem yachnu. The Baal says, Al pi Hashem yachnu, Al pi Hashem yisol, kis soiser al manas libnois bimkaimai dami. It's as if you're deconstructing it to build in its place. That's the Gemara says. What's the pshat? This is the Gemara in Erevin Nune as well. What's the pshat in the Gemara's terence? Because it's Al pi Hashem, you're doing because Hashem wants, so therefore it's as if you're building in the same place. And for that, we're going to learn out that only deraisa, it's going to make a difference. We're going to save a person from being called Machal Shabbos Deraisa. If a person was Saiser, Amanaf Lil Shleim Kaimai, we're going to say, no, don't learn out of the Mishkan, don't be Machayim, don't be Gim Skila. Why? Because it's only a Drabon, it's not a Deraisa. Why? Because it says, Al Pi Hashem Yachnu, because I listen to Hashem, and therefore. So therefore, the proper place is the next place, but it's still not the same place. It's still not the same place. Well, how does the Gemara answer the kasha? How is the Gemara answering the kasha? It says, Al pi Hashem yachnu, pi Hashem yisol, and therefore what? How do we answer the kasha with that? There's a famous shmuz from Chaim Shmulevitz, famous Rav Tolly Trupp, Radner Rosh Hashiva, Chavetz Chaim is Rosh Hashiva, in the Chavetz Chaim's Yeshiva, in the Chavetz Chaim's Yeshiva, in the Chavetz Chaim's Yeshiva, Rosh Hashiva said this already before. So a murder that you say, now you say that we have to take with us, literally, wherever you go. The Yisayid HaDavar is, Al pi Hashem yachnu, pi Hashem yisol, the famous muscle. You take us, we're traveling. So obviously, you know, every you look out the car window, you say, where are we? You're traveling from LA, you're driving Chavez, you're driving cross country. You look out, you say, okay, now I'm in Arizona, now I'm in Colorado, now I'm here, now I'm there. You look out, where are you holding? What if there's a baby being held? You go on a plane, you look out the plane window, the pilot says you're over this state, you're over that state, you're over this ocean, you're over this sea. What the baby? Mother's holding a baby in her arms. She's holding that baby in the arms. Where is the baby? If you would find out, if you would have tried to figure out, where is this baby? Is this baby over California, and then over New Mexico, and then over Colorado, and then over this state, that state? No, the baby's been in the same place the whole time. The baby is in its mother's arms. From beginning of the journey till the end of the journey, no matter what state you went through, that baby has been journeying in its mother's arms. That's where it is. Zogdi Gadela Yisrael, Al Pi Hashem Yachnu, Al Pi Hashem Yisrael. When the Rabbi Nishlam is telling us where to go, we didn't go from place Aleph to place Beis. With all the different masois that we had, we're always Al Pi Hashem. We're just traveling, as the pasuk says, like HaKadosh Baruch Hu is holding us like a baby. Ka'olel, ka'loyinek, the Avish is holding us. We're traveling the same place. It's always the same place. We want to look at it and say, whoa, we went from one place. No, we didn't go. We're in the Rabbi Nishlam's arms. Al pi Hashem yachnu, al pi Hashem yiso. We never traveled. We didn't go from here to there. We went in Hashem's arms. Hashem maybe traveled, but we're in the same place. The Shechinah, the Ananim, Kvoid Hashchinamu. But we are in the same place the whole time. So we're on a Kadosh Baruch Hu, being embraced and held on to a Kadosh Baruch Hu. It's Al Pi Hashem. So we're in the same Makim. Therefore, it answers the Gemara's Kasha. We're not in a different Makim. We're in the same Makim. It's Soy Samnas Linois. Bimikaimai. Murdik Avard. Murdik Yisai. Murdik Yisai. It's made all that much more godlistic, much more illuminating in the Psukim. When you look at this shtickle or a bitzel of a lozhener says pshat, ask this kasha, why is this the psukim so myrich over here? Why are they going to such detail? Here a month, here a day, here a night, here 2 days. Why do we need all this? And he says a tremendous insight. He says the midbar was a place of chayshich, of darkness, but not only darkness in a physical sense, darkness, danger. As the Psukim say several times, it was a place in Ruchnius. The Gashmius reflected the Ruchnius. The Midbar that they went into was Mole Tumah Zuama Komine Klipais Vichitzainim. It was a place of terrible Tumah. It was a place where the Samach Mem, the Yetzahara, that was his office. He resides there in the Midbar. And his army, V'chayoloisa. When we went there, Klal Yisrael on the way from Mitzrayim, when Klal Yisrael was on the way up, we were Mekabel the Torah, and now we're going to Eretz Yisrael. We dafka, we have to go through the midbar to break the koyach of the Yetzirah. We brought Kedusha into the world. We now have to save it. We have Kabbalah HaTorah. We became Kedusha. We went into the worst places in the world, the midbar, and brought it Kedusha. Mimela. Which place? How long does it take to be Kedusha place? Come into place and bring Kedusha. We can't know that. Only HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows. Some places in the Midbar were worse than others. This is a place terrible to know over here. This place has less Tumah. Every place we went there, as long as it took to be Mavata L'Koyach HaTumah there, that's how long we had to be there. And we felt it. We went into a place as Molei Tumah. We were Kedoshim at the time. We were Kaddish, full of Mon, Mekabli HaTayr, we were Yisrael Kedoshim, learned the Tayr, Molei Nisim and Eflois all around us, Karev HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It bothered us terrible. You take a yid, right? They say Rabbi Chanan, they brought him to New York, he came to America to collect. He didn't look out the window when they drove him around, he didn't look out the window, klal klal. And they were driving around the Manhattan in those days in the 30s, we're not talking about today, we're talking about mamish, over 80 years ago or so. One can imagine that it was not like it is today. Rabbi Chanan didn't look out the window, and at some point he said to the driver, it's a terrible place. Get out. Go away from here. What happened? He took a wrong turn and was into some place where it was very much not a place, Roy, for Yidden to be in. Rabbi Chanan just felt it. He didn't look out of the window, but he felt it. A Kaddish feels sensitivity to Tumah. Yisrael, we felt it was very difficult for us to be there. The Godless says the Pasuk. Even if we had to be there a long time, Klal Yisrael, Pi Hashem Yachna, Pi Hashem Yisrael. The Eibishter wanted us, we moved, didn't move. If we were there, Rabbi Yisrael was there, we were there with Rabbi Yisrael. No matter how, sometimes, it went very quickly. We felt good here. It worked very quickly. We're Mekadosh. We'd love to stay. Al Pi Hashem Yachna, Al Pi Hashem Yisrael. The Anan was there a day, and we had to leave. The Pasuk has to be Meirich and tell you, each place, there are different standards in each place. I'm sure, in each place, we would either have a Netiyah, Chuka, to run away, HaKadosh Baruch would make us stay. We had a Chuka to stay, HaKadosh Baruch would make us leave. Al Pi Hashem Yachna, Al Pi Hashem Yisrael. That's the Meir, the Kalim, and the Arichas over here, these Pesukim. The Yisayda Dover is a Yid should know. Al Pi Hashem Yachna, Al Pi Hashem Yisrael. A yid has to feel, wherever you are, we say in the morning, Birkas HaShachar, HaMechin Mitzadei Gover. A person has to know, if he's here, that's where he has to be. There's no coincidence, no chance. If a yid is here, it must be that he has to be here. He has to be here, the famous story. A famous story with Telzer Talmud Ramatala. They put a book about him, and after the war, he found himself in France, and he used to go around to little shtetlach and go with somebody, and they used to mal Yiddish children that after the war, these are children that never had a bris milah, it was mamish, matzel, yidden, all over. One time, he was called to a bris in one little shtetl in France, and they got on the train, and they went, and they were schmoozing and learning, and they finally came to the end of the line, they had missed their stop. So this Meshamish B'Kaydish told Ramadl, and he said to him, we're fablonjit. We made a mistake. We're fablonjit. He said, Ayid doesn't talk like that. There's no such thing as being fablonjit. If we're here, there's a tachlis. And soon enough, somebody came running and said, you're a rav, you're a mail. He said, yes, I have a child. I don't know what to do. I have no mail. There's nobody around. They did the milah there, got back on the train, and made it to the next place and got that milah as well. Ayid always is biyad Hashem. Ayid has to feel wherever he is, there's a tachlis. Wherever he is, there's always a tachlis. There's a famous story of the Yid, of Yid from New York, Choshvi, Reb Shachni, Zon, who found themselves on a plane to Yisrael, and they got home mice, he slept through the place, and he went to an Arab, he had to stop, and he had to get off the plane, he got stuck there. Got stuck in Thailand for Rosh Hashanah. They had no frum. Today there's a frum shuls in Thailand, more than one. And he got stuck there, and he went, there was an enclave, chutzlars, they had to stop, but it wasn't from the Dhamma Mechitza, and he was stuck, you know, what he's going to do, he came there. He came to the place, they hosted him, they gave him fruit, they had what to eat. He clapped on the beam, said, my tire eaten. I'm here, I wasn't supposed to be here, I missed the plane, got here, a whole mice, which we don't have time for. But I'm here now, do me a taiva, like, can we sit separately, put up a mechitza, I'll blow shayfer, I'll daven for you, I'll do everything. I don't know why I'm here. They acquiesced, it was fine. Seifdover is his host children today, are b'nei Torah living in Eretz Yisrael, from a dairus, all because he had to be in Thailand. He had to be in Thailand, not because he missed the stop. He had to be in Thailand because there was a family ripe for Kiruv. They're going to produce B'nai Torah in the world. Chashva B'nai Torah. Everything is min Hashem. Al pi Hashem yachnu, al pi Hashem yisoh. A person has to believe. Wherever he goes, whatever he's doing, he's there because the Rabbi Shalom willed him to be there. Now just do the tachlis. Stay as long as you have to, whatever it is. As Rabbi Tzilev Elozhener says, now be mekadosh Hashem Shemaim where you're there. David shall give us the siyata Shemaim wherever we are. We should be mar b'kvayt Shemaim, mekadosh Hashem. Be zeich de gula shleim, mer v'yameinu. Amen. Amen.